The Oakland Raiders beat the Kansas City Chiefs 24-20 back on November 20th. Now, while it was the first win of the season for the Raiders and pretty much made their season, when it's Raider week, you can throw everything else out the window. This is going to be a big-time game and a big-time rivalry. Before last season, the Raiders had won six straight games against the Chiefs in Arrowhead Stadium. But in last year's game, the Chiefs had nine sacks, picked off three passes, and then broke the noise record before having to break it again this season. The Arrowhead impact was alive and well last year against the Raiders.
Pass to the near side, picked off! Up the sideline, it's Abdullah! Hussein Abdullah, turn!
If you're looking at an area to watch for, in particular in this game, it's on third down, where in the Chiefs' last matchup out in Oakland, they converted just 2 of 14 third down conversions, while the Raiders converted 8 of 16. But this is where Arrowhead Stadium can make the difference. Chiefs Kingdom has made it a habit to make it very difficult for opposing offenses to consistently move the football, particularly on third down when Arrowhead Stadium is at its loudest.
Pryor's in trouble, being chased, he's gonna be hit and obliterated!
Over the last three games at Arrowhead, the Raiders converted just 9 of 38 times on third down, a 24% mark. In order for the Chiefs defense to have success on Sunday against this Raiders offense, that means containing rookie quarterback Derek Carr, who threw for over 250 yards and had three touchdown passes last week in their win over the San Francisco 49ers. In addition to stopping Carr, the Chiefs defense will have to contend with running back Latavius Murray. We know what he did in the game back on November 20th.
They're going to run a counter to Murray. He gets across the middle. He's in the backfield. He could go all the way. Latavius Murray.
He had the long touchdown run, ran for over 100 yards on just four carries before leaving the game with a concussion. If the Chiefs defense can improve in the run game and force the Raiders into some longer third down conversions, a 24% conversion mark on third down will not be enough to beat the Chiefs on Sunday. Now, when the game gets late, the Chiefs defense has been at its best. They've allowed just 41 points in the fourth quarter all of this season, which ranks second best in the NFL. Now, the defense has given the offense all the chances to come back in these last three games. Now, one of the things Coach Andy Reid has spoke about is that all of the problems that the offense has had are fixable. Against the Arizona Cardinals, it was a couple of turnovers and a season-high 9 penalties. Now, if the Chiefs can clean those things up on offense, combined with how good the defense has been late in the game, they should be able to pick up that first win in their last four games.